Hi, everyone. I'm Cardinal Timothy Dolan. Governor Cuomo has assured us that he would fight for an innovative plan to help these students.
Cardinal Dolan appears in the television ads with a diverse group of Catholic school children standing next to him. Just a few weeks ago, during a Buffalo rally with Catholic school children, Bishop Richard Malone said the governor broke a promise to include the education tax credits in the state budgets.
We're all counting on you.
Governor Cuomo,
don't let us down.
Just because I support something doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. There's something called the legislature and the legislative process and something called an assembly and the Senate.
That was Governor Cuomo responding during a recent Buffalo visit. Cuomo admitted the tax credits were considered, but never made it through a vote in the state legislature.
There's a proposal made for educational tax credits that would go to parochial schools and public schools 50-50. It was debated in the legislature. There was a period of time that I thought it would pass. At the end of the day, it did not pass. It is very controversial, and at the end of the day, it didn't pass.
The tax credits could be helpful in encouraging donations for funding of private, Catholic, and public schools, and to help support scholarships. The diocese says the funds are needed to prevent any more Catholic grade schools from shutting down. State Assemblyman Sean Ryan of Buffalo tells WBFO News he has reservations about those incentives, fearing if approved, the Western New York region might not see a direct benefit.
My concern on this bill all along is there's no regional carve-out for it. So if we pass this bill and we take, you know, in future years $250 million to apply it towards private education, there's no reason to believe under the current bill that any of it's going to make it to Western New York. And we've asked to have income qualifications for people who would be the recipients of it, but we've run into some fierce resistance from the New York City members who really look like they're interested in making this a very competitive bill where if all the money goes to New York City, so be it.
Ryan also noted there's been little talk on the education investment tax credits during this week's session in Albany. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.